I want to talk a little tonight, I don't know if we'll finish tonight, but maybe tonight and next week, about the difference between Jews and Goyim. I said I would talk about the Parsha, Yaakov, Esau, right? Okay, so here we, hopefully, maybe we're familiar with a very fundamental machlokas about the difference between Jews and Goyim. Let's start with number one, with the Kuzari. This is one of the more famous shitas of the Kuzari. Says the Kuzari, number one, Amar Kuzari. Okay, we're going to have to spend some time at some point this year on the beginning of the Kuzari. What did the Kuzari say at the beginning? Let me just get us into it. All the philosophers and everyone says, how do you know about God? Because you can prove he exists in the universe, etc. The Kuzari says, how do we know about God? Because he spoke to our ancestors and took us out of Mitzrayim and revealed himself on Har Sinai. I mean, as opposed to the classic philosophical idea that you know about God from philosophical, general scientific ideas, like where the universe came from and how come like life forms worked out and like all the classic things. He says, no, we know about God because of our personal relationship. So what does the Kuzari, the king, say to the rabbi? If so, I see the Torah is only for you, meaning as opposed to the other philosophers who say, well, you know about God because the world had to come from somewhere, so therefore someone created it, so there's a creator. Then everyone's shaykh to God. But if you only know about God because of the stories in the Chumash that happened to particular people at particular times or particular places, then religion's only for you. And the Chavar, the rabbi, Chav Zayin, says, you're right. According to, here, I'm adding, according to my philosophy of Judaism, as opposed to, let's say, a Rambam's philosophy of Judaism, where you know God because of philosophical ideas, in which case, God is shaykh to everyone, you're right. God and religion are only for the Jews, because only we have a relationship with him. V'chol ha'nilvei leinim in ha'umot b'frat, and any individual joins us from the other nations, meaning a ger, we'll also get some of the good Hashem gives us. Obviously, he's echoing the language Moshe used in Parshat Va'alotcha to Yitro. Achlo yeshava imanu, says the Kuzari, the Torah is only for Jews. What about Girim? Meaning the Torah is not for Goyim. What about Girim? Yeah, Girim can also join us, and they'll get goodness from the Torah, but they won't be equal to us. If the chiv of Torah is because he created, was because Hashem created us, black and white people be equal. Yeah, black people in his days meaning like the furthest away you could possibly imagine. Right? Meaning everyone would be equal if the Torah was because of the philosophical idea of creator. Because Hashem created everyone. The Torah is only because he took us out of Mitzrayim. When the Shekhinah rests on us in the Midbar, because we are the elite of the treasure of the elite of all humans. So what does the Kuzari say? The Kuzari has this very famous idea that there's something special about the Jews. They are the Segula. That's why the Torah is only shaykh to them. And even a ger is not the same as a Jew. I skipped a little salam al from our cover. Basically, he's explaining what's special about the Jews. So, I know no one here went to elementary school here. In elementary school here, you learn about datzcham. What's datzcham? Domain, mineral, tzomeach, vegetable, chai, animal, and medaber, human. Right? Those are classically from antiquity to modern-day elementary school, the four levels of things in science. Things that don't live, things that live but are vegetable, things that actually are animal, and humans are a different madriga. Okay, nowadays the liberals will have us believe humans are not a different madriga. The liberals will say, the liberals think humans are not a different madriga because we want to be machshiv animals and be very egalitarian and open and respect diversity. And the conservatives will say the liberals want to think humans are not different animals, to have an excuse for humans to behave like animals. But whatever it is, okay, let's take those four levels. Says the Kuzari, he has these four levels. Laman alf and inyativ in his chayiv. What is the inyativi, the natural force that makes vegetables different from minerals? The kichat amazo, vagido, valad, vgochosum, kol tzera ayem. I don't need to go into details. It says there's a life force which makes you grow and take in nutrients and reproduce, etc., which only plants and animals have, not minerals. Lamed Beis, Amar Kuzari, Zeh, Klaus, Shetach, Tefrot, Tovah, Lamed, so true. Lamed Gimel, Amar Achav, Binya, Nafshi, the vital force, which is greater than just the natural force. Hidyachtu balichayim kulum, that's what all animals have that make them special. And chayim minutunot, that's what they move, unlike plants. V'chafatzim, they desire, midot v'chushim, they have senses and character. Nirin v'nistarim, that you can see in the yom v'zulat ilu. Amar kuzar gamzer in derech l'dchoto. Amar chaver v'dihin inasichli. What makes, right, meaning Indian activities, what makes vegetables different? Indian ha nafshi is what makes animals different. Indian asichli, seichel, intelligence, what makes humans different. Hidyachid ha-medaber, v'dar means human, mikol ha-chayim. V'chayim menu tikkun ha-midot, we can improve our midot, v'ha-ma'on, and we can build houses, v'ha-medina, we can build society, v'ha-yu an-hagot, v'nimusim, min-hagiyim, and we can have laws. Amar kuzari gamza emes. Amar chaver. Eizem ha-drigat tachos v'lamzos. What's higher than human? L'amechet, amar kuzari malas chama gedola. Big sages. So Amar Chaver, any rule to Lomar Lamala Tafer to Balei Pridatvit. I don't want something kamuti. I want something echuti, right? I know big sage is bigger than a small sage or a non-sage, but that's only a quantitative difference. I want something that's a qualitative difference. Ki par yat semach adomin, as different as a plant is from mineral, per adam and a hamer, a person is from an animal. Avala prida brav mad in the tachlus. But if it's just more or less, then it's unlimited. They should pray to mikrit. It just happens to work out that way. It's not a real different madrega. I skipped here to Tzadi. Hey, Amar Chaver, harfuli ma'ata shavar esra gdulas ha'am. Give me some time to explain to you how great Am Yisrael is. V'dayli le'ed shashem bacharam na'amalu v'vinu mat'olam. And you know, it's enough proof that Jews are special because Hashem picked them to be his nation from all the nations of the world. V'chol ha'inyan ha'lokiya ha'monam. And notice the inyan tiv'i, inyan nafshi, inyan sechli, inyan oki. What makes Jews different? Inyan Eloki. Right? They have the godly force. Al-Hamonim, and they all the Jews at Har Sinai got this godliness, which means the Vua. They all heard God speak. And even the women, they were Nevios. Even though Inyan Alokim, only Inyan Aloki only applied to individuals after Adam Rishon. Adam, now he traces the Inyan Eloki. It's pretty easy to trace the other Inyanim, it's just different scientific types. Here he traces the Inyan Eloki. Adam HaYashon Lifli Tzai. Adam HaRishon was perfectly complete. He ain't kind of Shlemus HaMasa, because you can't have any claims against the perfection of the work. Me Osa Chacham Yachol, because God made him, and God is a Chacham and all-powerful. Me Chover Bachor Letzura Asher Chavetef, and he chose the right materials for the form he wanted. Lo Mana Moneam Mezik Shech HaZera Av, Lo Midam Ein. There's no problem from the Shech HaZera of the father or the blood of the mother, because he didn't come from father and mother. Lo Meim Zonos Van Hagam Shnei Agidah Vayankos. He has no problem from how he was treated and what he ate when he was little and nursing. With Chavad Avirayim Va'aretz and the climatic conditions. Ki Yotro Kamehila Tachzim Bachoros, because Hashem created him as already a young adult, Hashalim Yitzirotav Uvmidotav. For Shekibel Nefesh Al Tumah, he got the real complete Nefesh. Vasechel Al Tachlis Mashuchot Zanoshi, and he had his intelligence was the most any human being could be. Vakoch Aloki Achar Sheikha. He had the perfect vital force, the perfect intelligence, and he had godliness after, in addition to intelligence. Ritzoni Lomer. Hamailash Rabbi Yidbek Belukim Ruchlin. What is godliness? The aspect that lets you cling to Hashem and to spiritual essences, to know true things without learning them. But Masoma Kala just thinking lightly. And therefore he's called Ben Elokim. And whoever's like him from his Zerah are called Ben Elokim, meaning almost angels. He had a lot of kids. The only one who was like Adam was Hevel. Not all the kids. It was a recessive gene, apparently. Not all the kids got Inyan Elokim. Only Hevel. He was like his father. They can also follow my lozos. Why did Cain kill Hevel? Because he was jealous of Inyan Elokim. Hashem gave him Shase instead. He was the elite and the heart of Zulasu Kuklipa, and all the other humans were like the shell. The elite of Shase is Enosh. And then it was passed down through Noach, meaning why are some people listed in the Chumash? You know, they lived X years and begat whomever. Because they had Inyan Eloki. And they were the heart of society. Like Adam, they're called Bnei Elokim. They're called Bnei Elokim. Shleim, V'yasim, V'dosim, V'arichas, Hayamim, V'chachmos, V'yicholas. They had all these perfections. Also, he's hinting here at a shot in the famous Vayiru Bnei Elokim at Benot Adam. You know, who are the Bnei Elokim? Oh, they're the humans with Inyan Eloki. Who are the Benot Adam? The humans without Inyan Eloki. Okay, which is known from some other refreshing. Not for now. And that's where we count using their years from Adam to Noach and Noach to Avram. Maybe there were a few people who didn't have an Inyan Eloki, like Terach, who couldn't have had an Inyan Eloki because, you know, he had an idol store. Right? Well, Avram, but that's okay because Avram learned by his alter Zaydi, Aver. And he even met Noach, so he got a Mesorah. And sometimes Inyan Eloki can skip generations from grandfather to grandson. For Avram Skulas, Avram was the elite of Avram, Talmido, and his student, Valkanikra Ivri. That's why, was Avram called Ivri? Because he got the Inyan Elokim from Avram. The Avar school of Shem, the Shem school of Noach. You get the point. They show Yorushak, Klimen, Ashavim. Now he ties it into geography. Nowadays we don't think much of geography, but he says that's why Shem was the best of the elite of Noach, because he got the in between the moderate climates. Asherim to Isim, Chabdasar, Itzkanan. In the middle of them is Eretzkanan, Adbas, Adavua, the only land of Devua. Yatsa, Yefzal, Tzofim, Chob, Ladar, and that's why Yefes got too far north and Chob got too far south, because they weren't the elite. The school is Avram, Kabbalim, Yitzhak. Okay, that we know from the parsha, right? The school of Avram was only Yitzchak, not Yishmael, or the other Bnei Pilag. And that's why in the end of last week's parsha, he kicked all his other kids out of this special land, so it would be for Yitzchak. School is Yitzchak Yaakov, that's this week's parsha. And Yaakov got this land, because this land of Israel is only for the skula. Ubnei Yaakov kulam skula. The big chiddush is all of Yaakov's kids were skula. Kulam were in land Elokim. They're all fit for Inyan Elokim. That's why they get this land, which is special for Inyan Elokim. Okay, that's what he says. There's something in Inyan Elokim which is a totally different madrega. Meaning, just like a plant is not a mineral, just like an animal is not a plant, just like a human is not an animal, a Jew is not a goy, because he has an entirely different inyan. Skipping to Kuf Aleph, Rechav lo kar lo Moshe lo teras lo zlo amo ve'anchi lo shono. Moshe only called to keep the Torah, his nation, and his tongue. V'yad osama bor lahazer al teras lo kol yamim, and Hashem warned them and to keep the Torah all the days, al yanaviya ve'asayin kol yamir ratzav azman shi yishkini maim, Kuf bet amr kuzar lo yoser tov shi yashar akol. Could the king of Kuzari say, wouldn't it have been better for Hashem to straighten everyone with the Torah? Why wouldn't Hashem give everyone the Torah? It would have been more fitting for Hashem's Chachma. Why would Hashem, if the Torah makes people better, why only give it to the Jews? Why not make everyone better? Kuf Gimel, what does the Chaver answer? The Chaver, the rabbi answer. Shouldn't all animals be people? What he's saying is that, like, you can't ask why Hashem only gave the Torah to the Jews. Because the Jews are different than the... It's like asking, why do we only give, you know, why do we only give the voting right to humans and not to animals? Why do we only give education, school to humans? You know, why do we only give, toys to animals, not to plants? Why do we only water the plants and not the stones? The answer is because they're just not shayach, right? They're not the kind of thing that this would help for. That's what he says. He says, why would all animals be people? You forgot what I told you about the way Zera Adam works. Who is the heart of all the brothers, the elite of the father, the Kabbalah, or who got that life. Meaning the Goyim, they can't get the Torah. It doesn't work for them. It's not shayach to them. It's not going to help. School of Lev, they're all the school in the Lev. Nivdalim ibn Adam. Notice, by the way, how many times you say the word lathe. That's going to be important at some point. Nivdalim ibn Adam and Yanim Yuchad Melakim. There are different other people in special godly ways. Samuel Tamkilo ibn Acher Melachuti. It's as if they are some artificial other species. They're not really another species, but it's as if they're another species. They're a different madrega. Mevakshim Kulamayos and Nevua. After all, they attempt to get Nevua. Verub Magimale, and many, most of them get there. Yishol Yigele, Karv Lav Masmanir. So whoever doesn't get Nevua is close to Nevua. With because he's doing good actions, and he gets messages from the Neviim. Okay, last piece of the Kuzari thing was Kuf Tetvav. We do not equate to ourselves anyone who joins our Torah with just a word. Mila here, meaning a word. Bris Mila, say later. Unlike the Muslims. Muslims, what do you have to do to become a Muslim? Anyone know?
You have to declare Allah as your God.
And Muhammad is a prophet. Right, just words. It says no, we don't let someone become Jewish with just words. Right? Talk is cheap. With hard actions. Mitara Velima Dumila here means brismila, umasim tori rabim, many Torah mitzvah, again, we keep our customs. So it says to become Jewish, you have to do a lot of hard things. And obviously the most important is the Mila, right? Because like if you don't keep Shabbos, that's not actually part of Geirus. Right? If you don't daven, that's not actually part of Geirus. Mila is actually part of Geirus. Why is Mila so important? Mitzunai ha Mila v'sibos sala. Part of the condition and the reason for Mila, she is kartonic. He osa lakes. It's an os from Hashem. Some of them can be Eva Taiva Goveris, which Hashem put specifically in the part of the body that has a big Taiva. Like Bora allows you to beat that Taiva, to remind you to beat that Taiva. V'lo yishamash el-karbar, you can only use that Eva properly. V'hanachas ha-zera b'makam ha-roi, which put the Zera in the right place. V'eish ha-roi, in the right time. Kash ha-roi, in the right way. Ula yezera matzliach, because maybe that Zera will be successful. Yitzach l'kal inyan eloki, and we'll get inyan eloki. What he's saying is, why is the Bris Milah make you Jewish? Because the Bris Milah... It's an interesting question. Why does the Bris Milah make you Jewish? He says, not just because the Bris Milah helps you conquer big taivas. Because the Bris Milah is on the part of your body that has to do with continuing your seed. And that continuing the seed is what being Jewish is all about. Having kids who get Inyan Eloki, or who are roi for Inyan Eloki. Meaning, Milah is in the reproductive organ because it has to do with the continuation of the chain of the Jewish people. That's what makes you Jewish. Whoever sticks this way and is misguided, he and his kids will have a big part of this closeness. Nonetheless, a ger will not be equal to a born citizen. Meaning, the ger, you know, after all, he was just born a different type of thing. Right? So he can't be equal to a Jew. He has Rachel Avadim and Levua. Because only, what's a nafkamina? Right? Okay, the nafkamina is going to say, a lot of modern day people would say, okay, this nafkamina doesn't bother me. It doesn't say the ger like pays more taxes, or gets less social benefits, or gets less alios and shul, or is not allowed to be the chasin. But he says, what's the nafkamina? The ger can't be a navi. Okay, most of us are not navi anyway nowadays, but theoretically it's a big nafkamina, right? Because without any analogy, you can't be a navi. He can get a lot of the fringe benefits, but he can't get nevuah. V'zulasam tachlis and yonam, and whoever is not born Jewish, the most they can hope for sheikavlo him is to learn from nevi'im. Shiyuchacham v'chassidim, t'vicham v'chassidim, achlo nevi'im. Okay, then later, in Zirex's part, he talks about how, but it could be the descendants of the ger could, you know, eventually become part of the Jewish people, and, you know, if they're born within the Jewish people, could get me out of the key. Okay, the Kuzari has a very, very, very clear perspective. The clear perspective of the Kuzari is that the difference between Jews and Goyim is fundamental. Not just fundamental. I think everyone agrees the difference between Jews and Goyim is fundamental, right? Meaning, look at all of davening, right? Sher k'dishan v'sosav v'ratz avonar, sher v'ruch avonar v'kal ha'amim, etc. Shalos ani goy. But the question is, what's the nature of this fundamental difference? For the Kuzari, the difference between Jews and Goyim is in your basic makeup from birth is fixed by birth. The same as the difference between humans and animals, we just are different things. We're born different things. There's nothing you can do about that. Now, a goy can do something. He can convert and get a chelek gadol of kurva, but he can't get the inyan eloki. He could become like attached to inyan eloki and influenced by inyan eloki and get some of the benefits of the hadracha of people who have inyan eloki, but the ger is fundamentally different than a Jew. He just like different kinds of substance. Okay, while we're on that side. Now, there are nafkaminas, by the way, I'll point out. Okay, I'll just mention one fascinating tshuva. If you skip, I apologize, all the way to number 19. Says the Shut, anyone heard of the Shut Mishnah Lachos? Rav Menashe Klein from, I think he lived in Brooklyn. He's now buried right near the, a few meters away from the Ari in Tzfat. Must have had a lot of good protection to get buried there. And he was one of the more colorful poskim of the 20th century. He just had very interesting ways of mixing hashkafa and halacha with a bit of a Hasidish twist. Very, very fascinating in ways that probably we're not trained to think. You know, like someone asked them, famous question, is Gezel Shena really halacha? A very reasonable halacha question, right? Is it really Gezel Shena? So he's like, is it usher to like wake someone who's sleeping? He says, I found the answer. I can paskin based on a Mishnah Sota. Mishnah says, sleep for tzaddikim is bad for them and for the world. Because, like, they're not doing their tzedakas. Sleep for a shav is good for them and good for the world, because they're not doing aveiros. It says, from here we see that it's a big avera to wake up a Russia, But it's okay to wake up tzaddik who's sleeping. Okay, it's a funny way of combining halacha and agada. I'm still not sure I would come to the conclusion that, like, if tzaddik is sleeping, it's fine to wake him up, because after all, it's bad for tzaddikim to sleep. They should be doing mitzvahs. But anyway, here he has a fascinating question. This is very, very chassidish. Should you marry a giyoris? Should you marry a giyoris? And basically what he says here is, and he brings a raya from Parshat Yetzirah Rashi, that Avram didn't want Yitzhak to marry Eliezer's daughter. He says, let's just read the beginning. Achar drisha shlom kvota rasa b'yididus v'chtovet yakvi balti b'dorv m'hayu lo t'moa b'ech shal etzem yish'inu shal yitzhak giyoris. Someone asked my advice. Should you avoid marrying a giyoris? So Mark goes, shavadah mitzvot davim getovim. No, you should stick to good people. M'mishpachim yuchesses, m'mishpachim with yichos. Hagam shemitzvot lehov as a ger. It's a mitzvot to love the ger. Not love the ger. V'hav t'lecha kamocha. Not love, not marry them. And he said, at least 36 times the Torah commanded to love the ger. But to mix with them and to marry them, that's a different inyan. Loving and marrying are two separate things. You should love every Jew. It doesn't mean everyone's fit to marry. Meaning, technically, right? There are people you're not allowed to marry. You still love them. Still have to kamocha. Just because you love someone doesn't mean you should marry them. Halachically, that's true. Anyway, and they may rosh shumarenu. Avram Avinu rosh rishon. Avram rishon the stroll. The rotz of the chatim. Eliezer avdo zog is a kanvei sosher rosh shiva shelo. Dolo maskim toros rav lacher. Vahayshel baska shabram zal b'tora. Ulai l'tova yishel lechzachray. We're all familiar with that. Vavinu shvias avdo nem veichel shli kachin shem dos kanan hagam shiu giyoros. Shari Avram megari nash shem yersi nashin. There are lots of giyoros. Ela shein yitzak gedal saram. Yitzak should marry giyoros. Lachin viter al rosh shiva shalach l'mishpachto. Hagam shem suv v'lov lohayim u'gan ki yedua. Even though Eliezer is rosh shiva. Dolo Mashkin Torah Shabbat Lachirim, and so love him, we're not so from. But nonetheless, it's better to have someone with good yichas, even if their father's not from. Someone with bad yichas, if their father's Rosh Hashiva, if you're a chassid. Avol Mikal Malka, Mishpachto, Ha'izim Mizara Shem Ha'yu, Pelosh Lo Nishar Zeichem, Ha'ani Gerim Shigiro, Shrek Mishal Nefesh, Yonder Seim, Shrayim, Chol Gerim, Lekulom, Nevdu, Shalom, Shalom, Dovitz Kal. Says, and you know what? I see how right Avram was. All those other people, they, in the end, left the Jewish people and went back to being over the Hazara because only 70 people came down to Mitzrayim. Okay, one could argue about that. Not so pashut. Anyway, this is really coming from a, you know, Kuzari-type approach, which is that there's a fundamental difference between Jews and Gerim. Okay, let's take this step. Yes?
Is it in the man and the woman? And then when they or is it just in the woman?
I think the man and the woman. The Kuzari is talking about the man. The example where Master Klein happens to use the woman, but I don't think people make a differentiation.
No, Judaism just go through the woman if you marry a non-Jewish man.
So that's an interesting question. After all, what the kid is depends on the woman, not the man. Even the Kuzari here talks a lot about the man. I mean, maybe that just happens to be his example. That is a good question. But I think that... that it's quite possible that certainly the Hasidim would say, okay, you know, if, you know, maybe you go by somehow the woman has more of an effect. But either way, you know, there's a certain mixture there and there's something, you know, lacking if one side is not from the Jewish people. Okay, let me go a little further. And here, you know, if some of this might even be a little disturbing, if so, we don't have to agree with it. But let's look a little further at the Tanya number two. The Hasidim take this much further than the Kuzari. Basically, what did the Kuzari say about the difference in Jews and Goyim? He said there is a fundamental difference from birth. What would you say the difference is? The Jews are a higher level of existence than a Goy. Right? Now, is there something wrong? Let's use the example. I'm very different than a cow. is there something evil or problematic about a cow, or it's just not on the madriga? Not on the madriga, right? A cow is very different from a flower. Nothing wrong with flowers, it's not on the madriga. Let's look at, for example, the Tanya. He's based on a Gemara. Says the Tanya, but he takes this Gemara in a certain direction. Number two. The gamidos tovos of a tevakal Yisrael toldo. Some of the midos tovos are part of the nature of the tolda, the birth, from birth, the nature of a Jew. In Yisrael, the nefesh of klipa, whom we klipas no gashish, but gam came tov. By the Jews, even without getting to the whole beginning, there's a nefesh elokit and a nefesh bahamit. Even the nefesh bahamit, even the physical soul which comes from the klipa, comes from klipas noga, right? Klipa is always the bad side in Kabbalah. Klipas noga means a klipa with light in it is like the goodness that's in the bad side. So even the bad aspects of a Jew are really klipas noga, come from a good spark. Sheish b'gam kein tov, which has good in it, and it has good and bad, but it has the good. Masha'en kein nafshos u'masov d'gulum. Where did the nefashos of goyim come from? Himishar klipos tumios are from purely tummy klipos. She'en b'tov klal, which have no good in them. What does he say? Jew's soul comes from the klipa, which has good. And they also have an eloki soul. The goyim's soul comes from a place that is no good. K'moshe kasav b'itzchayim shar... Memtes Perakimel Chol Tivu the Avim Musa of the Gululim. Any good that the Goyim do, like our Mayav, they are only doing for themselves for selfish reason. Could Ishta Gemara Al Pasuk Cheslum Luchatas, like the Gemara says, she calls Tzedaka Vecheslum Musa of the Gululim Osim. All that Tzedaka and Chesed the Goyim do, ain't El Siyar is only to show off. What does the Tanya say? He says that the souls of Goyim come from a tummy place with no good in them. As opposed to the souls of Jews, they come from the good side of good, right? Filling a Kabbalah is a good side and a bad side, right? So, without getting into detail, the souls of Jews come from the good side, the souls of Goyim from the bad side. Meaning, Goyim are fundamentally evil. Sometimes Goyim do nice things. Okay, it's all for ulterior motives, right? Because Goyim can't really do something good, because he's fundamentally evil. And the mucker for this in the Zohar, number three, if you look at the Zohar, Uchadin Ischazi Vadai, okay, the Zohar is hard to read. The ihi nefesh chaya, nefesh the hayi chaya kedisha. What does it mean, nefesh chaya? You know, the Zohar, I'm not a buck in the Zohar. But, I don't know, I have a lot of trouble learning Zohar. I started learning Zohar once. Remember the whole story of the, like, Targum HaShivim for Talmud HaMelech? What was the first thing they changed in the Torah? So as not to lead to misunderstanding? Right, so you wouldn't think it means that Bereshis created God, right? Very first thing in the Zohar is Bereshis Bar Elokim means that Bereshis created Elokim. Very, very difficult things. Very hard to understand. You know, it's I admit that there are things in the Zohar that I don't properly grasp on the proper level. In that particular case, Bereshis was Chachma, and Chachma created Bina. Emanated, rather. But let's go back to this. So he says, all of the Sheshim and Bereshis are all talking about things that are deeper than what they seem to be talking about. So what is nefesh chaya? It means a nefesh of the side of life. Velomi sitra achra. That's not from the sitra achra. Sitra achra, you know, in Kabbalah, in Chassidus, means the evil side. V'da'i yishtu amayim. The mayim created the nefesh that's chaya from the side of life and not the side of evil. V'eskal nefesh chaya or meses. Dar reshima da'at kaima kadisha. V'ihi nefesh chaya kadisha dekamra. That's what nefesh chaya or meses means. This mark of the living letters, which are holy, which is this living soul we pointed out. Shartu amayim, mayim iloi, which came from the higher waters. This mashku legava da'at reshimo da, uvegin da is reshimo yisrael reshimo kadisha. That's how the Jews got a mark of holiness. Vidachu lasata, and they have purity. Kigam ledin reshimo kadisha l'shtamo da bein star kadisha l'shtra achar demesavu. Right? They are... just like the holy signs tell the difference thing that's the side of Kodesh and the Sitra Achra of Toma, of Yisrael Rishima, the Jews are marked. Lishtamod ben Kedusha, la'amen akram da'asum Yisitra Achra, d'masava, k'ma de'itmar. The Jews are different, they come from the side of Tara, as opposed to the Amim, who come from the Sitra Achra of Toma. Basically, this is the mark of the Tanya, the souls come from different places. It's not a higher and lower Madrega, it's like the good side and the evil side. This is a much greater difference, I think. Meaning, it's not a difference of level. It's a difference of which side you're on. Are you coming from goodness, goodness mixed with some evilness because we all be Yetzer, or from pure evilness? This creates, of course, a problem. Interesting question. What's the status of a convert? I mean, according to the Gzari, a guy is a lower level of existence than a Jew. So what's a convert? Convert is someone from a lower level of existence who raises up to the extent that you can. Right? Reasonable enough. According to the Tanya, based on the Zohar, a guy is from a side of evil which has no goodness in it. How can you have a convert?
You say that the nefesh, Milchatchila, was already nefesh Yehudi.
Ah, so one option is to say that you can't really convert. You can igloy Muslim Afreya that you're really a Jew. Right? That's one answer. Meaning you need an answer. You can't just say, well, the convert does the best he can in his madriga, because if he's pure tumma with no potential for good, then where is there any room for the best he can? So one option is to say, a convert was never really a guy. Right? That is a masorah which is found in the, a masorah which is found, number six, in the Chidah. Says the Chidah, Gershon is Gayer, Kadrishon Olodami. Interesting lashon. Gershon is Gayer. Now, you and I wouldn't have been so medayik, but is a ger misgayer? A guy is misgayer. So he said, "B'chol lashon zav she'omer ger shenisgayer v'lo'omer goy shenisgayer." Why does it say goy shenisgayer? L'homer skizos lefun emami emamet harsinish gemal l'torah. Because once he's misgayer, we see he was always a ger. He was never really a guy. A guy is not misgayer. A ger is misgayer, and he was always Jewish. Because even in Harsinai, Shom Nitzan of Shagir, his nefesh in Harsinai, Habachas Mam Rama this guy, and then it just took a while. The Jews' neshamas were at Harsinai, and then they stayed in the regular path. The Ger's neshamas at Harsinai took a bit of a roundabout path, and then came back to his roots. Ukshma Amrzal the Nafsha Gir under Mamad Harsinai, Nitzan Shri, as a young nefeshu under the Nisis, Mamad Nifrus al Shinai. This soul was already uplifted at Harsinai. Eldishna, who Yishtai, his man had just waited to join us till now, Vashapar Magir Shinaskayer. Okay, he's not necessarily putting in a more of a theological framework than that, but he says, the guy was always one of us. The ger was always one of us. If you look at number seven, says the most recent Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zatzal, Ukiyadua Masha Kosov, Bechidab, Midbar Kademos, Spirits of Losh and Gersh and Iskayer, Logosh and Iskayer, Ki Goy Lo Iskayer Lo Olam. A guy can't be Miskayer. How could a guy be Miskayer? Because if he's a guy, where's the room for the Miskayer? Whoever the Mizgayr, because they had some goodness, some holiness inside, El it just ended up in the wrong body. When after a long process he converts, he frees his inner self. Okay, so one answer is, if you hold, like the Tanya, that there's no, that it's pure, Goy is purely evil, then how can he convert? He can't convert. Anyone who converts wasn't really a Goy. There's, of course, another possible answer. Anyone give me another answer? If the nefesh of a goy is purely evil, how can the goy convert?
It's almost like a neshama tera, is it?
Maybe he gets a new nefesh. After all, what klal do we have in halacha?
Not related.
Gershin is gayer. Kikotan is nolad. Kikotan is nolad. What does he get? A new neshama. If you look in a different answer, I don't know how to jive these two. Lubavitcher Rebbe gave it a different time, in number four. Another letter of the Lav Jerebi. Echo begirsh neskari im nishmaso nisharek moshahizub gu yusot. Does he have the same neshama? In echas shal lomer kinki. Pshita shal nimshkulon neshama dikdusha. He gets down. Nimshkul means comes out from heaven. A neshama kedusha. Zegam kin echo begirsh loshem azal. Gershin neskari kakashan ola dami. Reibak dama say for a zohar. Daf yud gimel sofa med aleph. Reisham with base. Makar nishmas hagerim. And if you look, this appears giving you a second, a few places in the Zohar, number five, the Zohar and Shlach says, Zavgu du alma is abid ibad yotzer mi ibad is abid hayalma. The zivug, the relations, in the higher realms creates more fruit than the relation in this realm. Zavgu lahom, zavgu du hawa alma, te avta du lahom, kechadik ha-mistach, mishmasam da'am da'am, and the neshamas join each other in the relations in the higher world of the Eben, they create fruit. Obviously, they don't have physical babies. The Nafkin Harmi Naiv Sabi Shragim, the light comes out that becomes candles. The Eben Neshmas and Ligurin, they create the Neshamas. What does what kind of Puravu is done by the Neshamas up in heaven? Obviously, they can't create Guf. They create Neshama. But what good is creating Neshama without a Guf? That's the Neshama that goes down to a Ger who needs a new Neshama. So we see there are new neshamas that go into a ger. When someone converts, then from that palace in the Shamos, one of them goes and it goes under the wings of the Shekhinah, and gets a kiss and then goes into that ger. How's him? He's a ger tzedek. So we see that the ger gets a new neshama.
According to the Chida's logic, that you respect the phrase to be the person before they do the action. So shouldn't it say like Groishin Hagar Ke Uber Shinolad Dami? Why does it say Kikatan Shinolad?
Well, it could maybe you only get your neshama when you're a katan. Oh, hold on a second. Why? No, sorry, I'm mixing two shots. Why is it Gershin Sky Your Ke? Okay, he would say the Kata Shinola is just after you've got it. Once you pass the word Misgayer, now it's no longer parallel. Now you're after the word Misgayer. It's in chronological order. There's actually an interesting Zohar, and what type of Neshama does the Ger receive? Does he receive Neshama equal to a Jew or a lower level? Clearly from the sign of goodness. So if the Zohar in 3, the second paragraph, says, I apologize, reading the Zohar quickly because to read it closely would take forever. The Itamad I Nefesh Chayy the Klu Mishrol Lekolahu Desamnis. If you think the Nefesh Chayy the Jews goes to everyone, Hadar Lamina. No, they're different types. Kamach Shajin VeIdrin Dol Gobiga. There are many in more inner chambers. Isli the High Oritz. Kamach Idrin Steam and Achrona VeHechel Achrona. There's many chambers. Chol Gadvim Gadvim every wing. I mean, now you're Nafki Ruchan LaFrosh LeChol Ingo Yurin. From where the souls come, just like it's at number 5 for the Gerin. VeIkra Nefesh Chayy VeLamina. There's Nefesh Chayy VeLamina. It's a different min of Nefesh Chayy, a lower level of Nefesh Chayy for the Ger. Yakulu all in Tachas got fight the Shkinta Vuloyats, and that's why the Ger is called Tachas Kanfei Shkina. Doesn't go into the heart of the Shkina, just under the wings of the Shkina. The wings are the inner part of the Guf, the outer part of the Guf. Von the Shmosu Shalnaf, you'd go Gufud, how we lana. We tam in part of it. The souls of the Jews come from the Guf. The souls of the Gerim only come from the wings. Okay, good enough for the Zohar. What do we see here? We see here You know, I still think there's going to be a big difference, but different approaches about Goyim and Gerim. When it comes to Goyim, we have two different approaches. The Guzari said, no, it's just a lower, it's missing an Inyan. It's a lower level of existence. When it comes to Goyim, the Tanya says, based on the Zohar, it's just from the side of evil. How about Gerim? So when it comes to Gerim, the Kuzari says, well, he's doing the best he can for his level, but he's still not on the same level. Although he can be a chassid and tzaddik, which is, you know, chassid and a chacham, which is, again, something we're still striving for. So, not to put it down. Still can't be a Navi. And what does the Zohar say? And the Babichur Rebbe's and Rami's at the end of 4, he says, look at the mokernish of that Gerim. He gets a new neshama, but still from the wings, not from the inner guf, not from the actual heart of the Shekhinah, from the wings of the Shekhinah, so it's a lower level. You know, again, that's, I don't know how to jive that with the fact that in another place he takes the alternate solution of the Chidah and says he had the right soul all along. And this goes back to Rav Menashe Klein, says Rav Menashe Klein, he quotes all of these Makaros, and we're not going to read it all inside. He quotes all of these Makaros and he says, look, you want to mix with that level? You know, you want to mix with something that had this tumah in it and comes from a lower level, etc. No, you want to have the good genes, spiritual genes in your kids. Then he even says, you know what? For many generations, all these litvaks, he doesn't say all these litvaks, were like, oh, just judge everyone as they are and they don't care about people's yichas. It's probably why everyone's kids go off the derech nowadays. Because like their grandfather wasn't worried about the yichas and look what happens to them. Okay, very Hasidic perspective. In general, the Hasidic perspective is an essentialist perspective. Like, everything's born the way it is, like, you can't change it, there's just different mystical levels of reality which are what they are, and can't be seen by the naked eye. That's one perspective on Goyim and Gerim. Is there another perspective? Okay, someone tell me the alternate perspective. Let me give you an interesting question. Guzari started with, obviously Jews are essentially, right? That's, the Guzari and the Tanya are essentialists. Obviously Jews are essentially different than Goyim, because after all, Hashem chose to give them the Torah. What might you quote back to the Kuzari? Famous Medrash.
Non-Jews are off the Torah.
Right, what does the Midrash say? That's a pasha. It says, Hashem yisinei b'am zarach misir lomo fi amahar paran. Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations. Meaning, maybe it's not that Hashem chose the Jews to give them the Torah. Maybe the Jews chose to accept the Torah. Meaning, maybe it's not that fundamentally, essentially, the Jews are different than Goyim, and that's why they got the Torah. Maybe it's that essentially everyone's the same, but different people made different decisions as to what to make of themselves. Right? Now, the Kuzari will say, no, Hashem, he pretended to offer the Torah, it wasn't really serious, etc., which you could say, right? He knew they wouldn't accept it, so he made a show of offering to them just to criticize them. But you could say, no, shot at the Midrash. He offered everyone the Torah. The difference between Jews and Goyim is not what they deserved the Torah essentially based on what they're made of and how they're born. The difference is they made different decisions. Now, obviously, from a modern-day liberal perspective, you also can't judge people based on whether they make good decisions or not. Right, but I think hopefully we all have enough healthy old-fashionedness in us that, someone who makes good decisions is better than someone who makes poor decisions. And who takes that perspective? Okay, if you were to pick one Jewish philosopher who you might think would take a less essentialist perspective that you're made of different mystical qualities and a more rationalist perspective that you are what you decide to be and based on your actions, who might you pick? The Rambam. The Rambam has a famous letter about this to Rav Avadya Hagir, number 8. And I think we probably, the Rambam probably resonates with us more than some of these other pshatim. What does the Rambam say? Amar Moshe Bar Maimon, the Gulf of Sarishab as far as Zatzal, reading number 8. Higia Elenu She'ilom, Maran of Rabbana, Ovadia, Hamaskel, Hamavin, Gerat Tzedek, Shalom Hashem, Paulo, Timas, Kutush Leimami, Yimashem, Lokesh, Rasha, Balach, Hasot, Tacha, Knafav. Right, he's writing the Shuvah, it was Talmud, one of his biggest Talmidim was Rav Avadya Hagir. Sha'altal iske abrochos svat filos, and this is a technical halachic question, which of course is much deeper in terms of the social and philosophical ramifications. How about davening? Bein chol v'in atzbcho om tzpal b'tzibur, either privately or as a chazan. Hayesh chol omer lokeinu v'kei avoseinu. Can you say el kei avoseinu? After all, Hashem is not the God of your forefathers. Your forefathers were pagans. V'asher k'rishanu sosav v'tzivanu. Hashem didn't command you. You decided to convert on your own. Vashar of Dilanu. Hashem didn't separate you. Vashar Bachar Banu. Hashem didn't choose you. You chose. Shen Chalta Tavotenu. Hashem didn't bequeath to your ancestors the land of Israel. Vishal Tzenu Mitzvayim. He didn't take your ancestors out of Eretz Mitzvayim. Vashar Asa Nisim Lavotenu. And he didn't do miracles for your forefathers. Vachol Kiyotz Ve'elin Yadim, etc. What should he say in davening? Anyone know where this is addressed? In the Mishnah Bikurim and the Tosefta there in Bikurim, right? Yesh chalom sawadat Rambam Paskin against the Mishnah Bikurim. Yesh chalomar hakol ketik nam, say everything the way every other Jew says it. Val tashana dover, don't change anything. Ella kaboshe yispal of yorkal ezra misrael, just like every born Jew davens. Kemer the chalavarach lispal of bencha spal to yichidi, whether you're on your own, bencha yisach lech tzibur, whether you're slave tzibur. The ikra dover, why? Meaning saying you're just as much elokinu kevaseinu as we are. But why? After all, it's just, this is a technical question. In grammar, in dictionary definitions, it's not true, right? Hashem never did miracles for his forefathers in the story of Purim or Hanukkah. Because his forefather, I don't know where he came from, his forefathers were, let's say, I don't know, tribes in Saudi Arabia at the time, right? Or, I don't know, tribes in Germany or wherever he came from. So how could he say it? So, just technically, says the Ikar Davarsh, Avram Vinu Husha Limit Kalam Viskilam. Avram taught everyone and educated them. From Diam Data Emet, going on to the next page, taught them true religion, the Yehudah Shal Kash Baruch Hu, and the one unity of God. Baruchu Ubat Avodazar, rejected Avodazar, the Hefer Avodato, and refuted its worship. The Hethes Rabban Tachs Kanfeshkina brought many people under Kanfeshkina. The Limit of the Horam taught them and educated them. Tziva Banu Lebeso Achol Shmor Derech Hashem, like says Vayir, taught not only his children, but his household, his non biological descendants, to keep the Derech Hashem, Kashikasa Batoraki, that Tiv Manashik Tzaves Banav is Beso Achor Shemur Derech Hashem. Lefigach Komishi is Gayer at Sokol Doros. Anyway, interesting. If someone is, how do we call someone up for an Aliyah if they converted? Let's say they pick the name, I don't know, Yochanan. It's Yochanan.
Ben Avram
Avinu, right? Why? He komashis gair at sokol doros. Anyone who converts to the end of all generations, v'cholam yachik shmosh lekadosh baruch hu, and anyone who believes in the unity of God of Hashem, kmoshu kasuv Torah, and like it says in the Torah, talmid of Avram Avinu v'shalom. That's true. Anyone who converts to the Talmud, an indirect Talmud of Avram Avinu, Who taught them about God? Ubnei Beso and Kulam, they're all part of Avram's household. Who brought this guy to the good? Who taught this guy to be Jewish? Avram Avinu, indirectly. Just like he converted the people in his generation, he taught all the later people by commanding this Masorah to his descendants and household to pass on the Masorah. Avram is the father of his kosher children who follow his way, and the father of his students. After all, in Halacha, what is a Rebbe called? A father, right? How do we know Rebbe's called a father? Elisha says, Avi, Avi, Rechav Shol Farshav. V'chol Gershin is Gayer. Basically, Avram is the father of every convert because he's the Rebbe of every convert. And a Rebbe is the father. L'fikach yish chalor l'kenu k'yavu senu. You can say Hashem is the God of your forefathers because Avram was your forefather because he is your Rebbe. Avram, v'shalom hu avicha. Avram is your father, yish chalor l'kenu k'yavu senu. And you could say Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael to our ancestors. So Avram is Nartz. He gave it to Avram, who's your ancestor. Okay, let's just stop here and figure out the implications. Then he goes into some details and he ends up pointing out that Smachokes, Tanoim, Josefta Bikurim is Paskin one way. But the important point is not technically how he Paskins in the Josefta Bikurim. What's he saying here philosophically? He's saying, what does it mean where you come from? What does it mean who your ancestors are? He's saying there's no biology involved here. For the Rambam, there's no biology. I know in halacha, technically, there's an opinion of biology, right? Let's say someone is born to a Jewish mother, then he's Jewish halachically. But that's halachic, that's not philosophical. Says the Rambam, what makes you a descendant of Avram Avinu is not whether you biologically come from him and he passes on a certain inyan to you through your essential makeup. What makes you a descendant of Avram Avinu is that you learn the message of Avram Avinu. You learn the Masorah of Avram Avinu. For the Rambam, being a descendant means following the Masorah, not getting someone's genetic or mystical genetic material. And therefore, someone who converted yesterday is just as much a descendant of Avram Avinu as I am, because we're both following the Masorah of Avram Avinu. We're both Talmidim of Avram Avinu. Okay, that's the Rambam's fundamental psak, meaning, what's the difference between Jews and Goyim? The difference between Jews and Goyim is what they learned, what they believe, what they follow. So a guy who follows the way of Avram Avinu, the difference between Jews and Goyim is whether they follow the way of Avram Avinu, not how they're born. It's not essential. It's based on your own actions and choices. And therefore, if a guy makes the right choice and converts, he's just as much a Talmud of Avram Avinu as I am, then he gets stuck a little. How can you say he took your ancestors out of Mitzrayim, even if he didn't take Avram out of Mitzrayim? How can you say he did miracles for your ancestors that kind of important? You know, even if you come from Avram Avinu, you don't necessarily come from Mordechai and Esther. Or if you want to change it, you can adopt it and just say for the Jews. But if you want to say it the regular way, that's fine. You haven't lost anything. Because once you go under the wings of the Shekhinah, you love and join him. There's no difference between us and you. All the Nisim were as if they were done for you also. Meaning, once you join the Jewish people, even though technically he figured out a way to say, Elokeinu Klei Oseinu, because you're a Talmud of Avram, technically he can't figure out a way to say, Sha'asen Nisim Lavo Seinu. After all, this guy's ancestors were not alive in Shushan in the time of Purim. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter. Once you join the Jewish people, we're all in this together, and the Nisim were also done for you, even though technically it wasn't your ancestors there. It doesn't matter, you're part of the Jewish people, we're all in this together. And you could say, you're part of a nation whose ancestors had Nisim done for them. And he's just as much part of the Jewish nation as anyone else. It's a Mefurish Pasuk in Shai, right? They have Torah and fast days. A guy who comes to join the Jewish people should not say, I'll be separated from the Jewish people. What does that mean? Don't think you'll be different than anyone else. Okay, you get the basic point. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Okay, there's more to be said about the Sheet of the Rambam, but I might have to wait for tomorrow. I'll just point out that the Rav, if you look at the very last page...
Next week or tomorrow?
Fast what?
Tomorrow?
I meant next week, yes. Tomorrow being next week. Any day when I'm not here, it doesn't count as a real day. If you look at the last page, the Rav and Alei Tshuva, he seems to take a Maimonidean approach. Here's he's comparing tshuva to gerus because it's all a tshuva. So, you know, basically, what does he do in all tshuva? He says all kinds of love and philosophy of everything in Judaism, and then connects tshuva to it to make it into a tshuva drasha. Ger kamok yisrael chol davar. What does he say? A ger is like a Jew in all purposes. The Rav is my amount of din here. Afu zokok is take kedusha, but he needs two aspects of kedusha: the kedusha avot, kedusha from his ancestors, the kedusha atzmo, kedusha from himself. Eich mekabel of ger kedusha avot. Obviously, the harder part is how does he get kedusha from his ancestors? When alachem it's vases al pasuk avamun goyim taticha, because Avram is the avamun goyim. He's the av of the goyim. On the postal pito sefta, that's the same tosefta the Rama is based on, if you would read a little more, which we didn't. She gerit palavomer lokinu lokiavotenu, imat kai rutom, kabal agarit kolom or rosha shal kedusha sheyach lokol Yisrael, viafu nase chilimi am kadosha dal shem lokecha. Okay, eich me kabal gerit kushat atzmo, that's easy, kabal at all mitzvos. How does he get his own kedusha? He accepts the mitzvos. How does he get kedusha of the ancestry? The answer is, Avram goyim. By joining the nation of Avram, he becomes part of he gets the ancestry of Avraham Avinu. Okay, so we're going to have to come back to this next week and deepen a little more. But we definitely see the Rama has a completely different idea about the difference between Jews and Goyim. It's not that Jews can receive the Torah, can't. It's not that Jews are capable of something Goyim can't. Everyone makes their own decisions. The Jewish people decided to receive the Torah. So it's not that for the Rama the difference is not fundamental. Accepting the Torah makes you fundamentally different if someone doesn't have the Torah. But the difference is not essential. It's in what you do, not in how you're born. I think everyone would agree the difference is fundamental. It's not just a small difference. But is it a fundamental difference based on what we do with our lives or a fundamental difference based on how we're born? The Rambam says, a Goy and a Jew, he implies, and we'll see later, Goy and Jew, there's no essential difference between them. And therefore, Ger, once a Ger acts like a Jew and receives the Mesorah of a Jew, there's no difference in a Ger and any other Jew. Like, why would you not want to marry a Ger? After all, they're the same as any other Jew. I mean, there might be better or worse than any particular individual. You have to look at the individual basis. If you don't like them, don't marry them. Not because they're a Ger. And the Rav took that approach as well. Ger is the same as every other Jew. He has not only Kedusha of his own actions, but Kedusha Avot. Why? Because the Kedusha Avot comes from following the way of Avram Avinu. And the Rambam essentially, why does it matter who you're descended from for the Kuzari? Because you get a certain inyan in your genetic material. For the Rav, for the Rambam, it matters who you're descended from because we learn the Mesorah. But it's not biology is not important. It's only education and Mesorah that is important. Okay, we'll see some more implications of this and see how Rav Amital took it and where Rav Amital and Rav Kook took these ideas. Ezrat Hashem, next week we'll do the rest of this packet.
Should we give them back to you?
Either give them back to me or bring them back yourself.